on Triple J.
It's your pals, Jen and Lewis.
There have been a lot of promises from the presets. There's been talk of new albums all through the last little while, stuff popping up on Facebook. They've been working hard. It's been turning into a monster. And we're very, very excited because Kim and Julian from the presets join you right now and they've got some new music. How you doing, guys?
Pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, really good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, always a pleasure. What's been happening since the last time we saw you? We saw you at Beat the Drum when you joined us. And when did you start working on this new album?
We were probably even somewhat into it by then. Yeah, we've been working on it for about 4 years. The first year and a half, we were just making like very sad, melancholy, quite moody music, which was the exact opposite of what we were trying to do. But it took about a year and a half to purge it all, and then we started making really great, fun music.
Like, what is the cause for that? I noticed that you've been playing a lot of festivals lately. Is it kind of fitting in with that vibe, or you just want to shake off some of the doom and gloom?
Goodness. I don't know. I think we just, we enjoy partying and jumping around and dancing and having a good time, and we want to make music that feels like that.
Do you think, I was actually talking to Jen about this earlier today. We were listening through some, of the presets back catalogue, and just think that there is often like a transition from sort of a melancholy at the start of a song to a real kind of like group euphoria by the end. So yeah. It's interesting that that actually coincides with your whole process of going like, let's start with the melancholia and then let's try to like beat it into a party.
Yeah, well, we're only human. Sometimes we're a bit sad. Sometimes we're a bit happy. Sometimes we're a bit angry. You're trying to get all that across in the music.
Yeah, I mean, you've been, you've had political stuff in songs before. My People is one of the sort of one of those potentially often unrecognized political bangers. I don't think everyone realizes what it is, maybe. But is that something that's happening in the new album as well?
Well, we're still in the middle of making the new album, so it's too early to tell what it's going to be like. But as far as new music that you might be hearing later today,
in just a few moments' time.
You were saying on Facebook that this album is turning into a monster. Good or bad monster? Kind or evil?
Bit of both. Gentle blend. definitely a fun kind of... I don't know. It was just that I posted that update when we were working on this song for a while, and Julian had a bunch of different vocal ideas, and I was like, why don't you put this one together with this other one? And he sent it through, and it was just like one of those moments where I felt like, wow, this album's really coming together as something special. And it really felt like it was exceeding my expectations of what we were set out to achieve. Yeah,
and you guys work with so many other people when you're not together doing presets things.
Yeah,
how do you know when it's sort of time to shine the bat light into the air, come back together as the presets?
When the bank account gets a bit low.
When we're finally ready to talk again. All right, Kim, I'm sorry. Can we make some music again?
Just do a Christmas album. Opportunistic cash grab. Do it.
Well, we are about to hear this brand new song from the upcoming album by The Presets. Before we hear this new song, what do you want us to picture in our minds when we take a listen?
Kind of like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, two devils on your shoulder.
That is brand new music from The Presets. It's called Do What You Want, and minds are being blown all over the country. Kim and Julian from the band join us in the studio. How's it feel, the first play over and done with?
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I feel like I just had a massive spew.
That's because you did. You will have to clean that up. We don't have the budget. There's so much text coming in. Hannah, whoa, The Presets have well and truly woken me up from the my end-of-work-day desk slumbers. Presets are back. Love this, said Marcus. People said it's a sound I've missed for so long, making me headbang sitting in a parking lot, sitting out the front of Woolies, getting strange looks from the elderly. Jacob in their book of heads.
Hutch in Central Coast. I love it. It's a 2 to 3 a.m. dance floor reviver.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love those tracks.
Have you guys played that anywhere before, live, anywhere?
No, we haven't.
No.
That's the first... And only airing.
That's the first airing, yeah.
That's exciting. You're going to be playing some festivals really soon. You're playing This That coming up. Yep. Are you ready for it?
Maybe. Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I wasn't sure how we were going to play that.
Shrugging his shoulders.
We'll I don't know, maybe if I feel like it. It's not like we're a jazz band.
Tell us through some of the instruments on that track, because it's a bit more guitar-driven than what we're used to from hearing from you guys. Is your work with the DMAs influencing what you're working on as the presets?
Yeah, it certainly is. But on this track in particular, I mean, we struggled with this track for a couple of years just to get it right, and we
there's 60 other versions if you want to hear.
Yeah,
basically,
let's do it. That's tomorrow's show.
We nice really one. Wanted to make like a techno version of an Aussie pub rock song, like a bit like The Angels or something,
right?
And so yeah, we got Kieran J. Callanan to play guitar on this, and Shane from DZ Death Rays is on it. Another guy from a Sydney garage rock band called Grinding Eyes is on it, and Touch Sensitive is playing bass.
Wow.
Plus we have the Cold Chisel horn section.
No way.
So, yeah, it's a veritable who's who.
Pub rock techno.
How did you manage to find their horn section?
Well, same managers.
Right.
Yeah. You can book them.
Just Google.
They don't live at Jimmy Barnes' house. You don't have to go and ask Jimmy.
You guys go through such intense dance music / fusion genres. Like, you'd had Ghosts, which was like, how can we do a dance music sea shanty? And now you're going dance music pub rock?
It's not now. We've always been doing that.
What do you think is your most, like, the most daring challenge you set yourself? Dance music /
goodness.
Get out of bed in
happiness.
The morning. Well, you guys are classically trained. Like, would you ever do a preset symphony?
We did a few years ago. We did an Australian tour with the Australian Chamber Orchestra, actually. So we have done bits and pieces like that. But yeah, I don't know. What do you mean, like kind of Metallica with strings?
Or like flight facilities with Sydney Symphony Orchestra. Mm. It's been done before. Mm. Nice idea, though.
Okay. Hey, no worries. I'm not in the presets. You do your thing.
Anthony from Kiama, what did you think of the presets' new track?
Oh, within 10 seconds I was blown away. That was just absolute epic. You guys are back and I'm so glad you guys are, because I've seen you numerous times and every time you blow me away, and I cannot wait for this album. I have every hard copy of all your albums, and I cannot wait to get this one.
Bless you. Awesome. Sending love legend. To you, my man.
Oh, man, I'm sending you the hardest shuckers I can.
Amazing. So you were saying before you've been working on the album for like nearly 4 years, and then saying that it's only maybe halfway through. Is that whereabouts? Is it
Another 4 years? You'll have the other half, and we'll be back here. And
we've already got the 2022. We don't need another 10-year wait. How's it coming together?
Yeah, it's coming together really well. It's sounding really good. I mean, we're kind of just getting mixes and masters back at the moment, so it's mostly done.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And because you posted that photo of yourself with Shane from DZ Death Rays a little while back.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, well, because you guys do a lot of producing and writing, was like, is it for DZ? Is it for you? Is that the only thing you guys have been working on together, this track we just played?
With Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah, just this one, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Wasn't sure if you'd been maybe helping out DZ as well.
No. I mean, I almost did, but it never happened. But, yeah. There's always the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're so excited. It's feverish in here, I would say, for more new music from you guys, the presets. Thanks so much for dropping by.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure.
You're with Jen and Lewis
on Triple J.